Self-Discipline News with five-time national donut-eating champion, Jay Pogo. Jay Pogo 1, Habits and Mastery. Your live reporter in the gym and kitchen, JC Pogo. Together, they are the Big 3 News team, and this is the Self-Discipline News at any time o'clock. Tonight's top story. Jay Pogo reflects on a life lesson that he wishes he learned back when he was in grade school. Bum-ba-da-bum! Happy Saturday, everybody! Not sure what you've been up to today, but hopefully you've had some time to reflect on some of the things that have gone well in your week so far and some of the things that you might want to fine-tune a little bit for next week. But that's not what I'm talking about today. Today I wanted to talk about a life lesson that I wish I learned when I was in grade school, but instead ended up learning it when I was in college. Now, the way that this came about today was I was speaking with one of the athletes that I coached for baseball, and we were talking about life skills. And I said to him, the one thing I wish I learned sooner was that life is all about sales. I learned this in college from my high school baseball coach, who is an entrepreneur, and he told me, Jay Pogo, if I were you, I would really, for the rest of your life, always work on your sales skills. Because whether or not your job actually deals with sales, we are all salespeople. At the time, I just nodded my head and it made sense, but I didn't quite understand it. And what I understood he was getting at is when you're in an interview and there's thousands of other people that you're competing against, you have to sell yourself while you're better. If you're trying to get recruited for sports, you have to sell yourself not only on your athletic ability, but as a person on why this college coach should offer you that college scholarship. We see it time and time again with professional athletes that they are basically selling themselves as a person in order to get branded endorsement deals. It's not uncommon for professional athletes, once they're in the news for the wrong reasons, to have their sponsorships pulled because brands no longer want to be associated with them. In your life, what are you working towards? I would wager on that somewhere along the line with where you want to go in your life, you're going to have to use your sales skills. You're going to have to point to some of your accomplishments without coming off as cocky. I know one of my favorite books that I read is by Grant Cardone, Sell or Be Sold, that iterates that in life we're constantly selling ourselves. I'll throw off one another example that for those of you who have a significant other or are married, both of you had to sell each other and why the other person should be going out with you. When you hear the word sales, do you think of it as a dirty word? I know I did, because I always assumed a used car salesman or whatnot. And quite often, we're selling, when we hear the word sales, we may think of someone trying to sell us a product that someone doesn't need. That's almost like scamming or being a fraud, right? But the way I view selling in a good way is that if someone is open to the idea of what it is that you offer, well, this is where your presentation skills really come in handy because you can state the reasons why you think you're the best person for the job. Hey, this was a fun podcast for me to reflect on one of the areas in life that I wish I knew about earlier. Like I said, one action piece of advice that you can take with you is that we're all salesmen in life, whether or not our job dictates it. And if you want to further enhance your knowledge on sales, I'd recommend reading Grant Cardone's book, Sell or Be Sold. There's a lot of nice points in there. And the takeaway, though, is that it's not just reading it and then closing the book. It's finding ways from the book that we can apply it to our real life. Hey, podcast listeners. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. It's my goal to always provide as much value and entertain you as best as I can. As always, you can view my daily habits from yesterday at my website, selfdisciplineblog.com.